Proclamation number 6706 of 5th of December, 1956. Warning against the enemy. Fight against him. My adversary's activity is unusually noticeable, for he causes discord wherever he can. He thereby leads people into spiritual and earthly distress. He tempts them into unkind actions. He creates enmity which can never give birth to good, and with a sneer he watches as people incited by him fight each other, as they try to harm each other and thereby completely fall under his control. You humans must be careful and learn to regard every bad word, every bad action as his work, and you must defend yourselves against it. For the more you give in to him, the tighter the chains he puts on you will close. Where I can work, there is peace and harmony, mutual understanding and forgiveness, because love is there which allows my working. And it is just as easy to recognize the territory where my adversary resides, for unkindness, hatred and enmity, betrayal and discord prevail in his area. And you should avoid this area if you don't possess so much strength yourselves that you can confront the adversary, that you succeed in creating order by virtue of your love, in balancing and ousting the adversary. But he has great power in the end time which people themselves concede to him, for they mostly stand isolated in the world. Isolated from the Creator and Sustainer. Isolated from the good spiritual world, and therefore they are good targets of my adversary's attack who, without finding defense, can approach them and who also draws them into his domain. For there is no longer much faith and love to be found amongst humanity which alone makes my presence possible and is a strong protection against him. People are already no longer alarmed by the fact that such obviously loveless actions and speeches are recognizable. They rather call it a just struggle to master daily life and thus to repay eye for eye, tooth for tooth, what is done to them, be it in living together with fellow human beings or also in material terms. They don't see my adversary's work in it. Instead, each one seeks to assert only himself, and any means is fine with them. But they're already under his control if they merely allow an unloving thought to arise in them, if they use harsh words or carry out actions which lack love. And they should let themselves be warned and flee from the one who wants to captivate them. They should seek peace and tranquility in me. They should resist every ignoble thought. They should try to compensate with love what unkindness has caused. Then they will deliver a just fight to my adversary which will also find my support, because I can intervene helpfully where I see such an attitude which is according to my will. Seek to withdraw from every impure sphere, and if you are unable to live in community with people who do not deny my adversary access, then join me all the more closely and you will find peace and tranquility in me, and my messengers of love will close a circle around you which the dark world cannot break through. But be mindful and look around you how my adversary continues to be active. Recognize him and turn away from him. Everyone will have the strength to do this who only seriously wants it. He is overpoweringly active in the last time. But an abundance of grace makes it possible for you to withstand and not succumb to him. Make use of this grace. Call upon me for protection and strength against him, and your call will truly not be in vain. Amen.